The business of raising cattle, more complex every year. Marketing decisions have been the big challenge the last few years, or the last year and a half anyway. So a group of three breeds, the Red Angus Association of America, American Simmental Association, and American Gelbvieh Association got together last Friday in Mandan and talked about mapping the maze, giving ranchers some marketing options. And the executive director, executive vice president of the American Simmental Association is Wade Schaefer. Hello, Wade.
Yes, hello, Mick.
Good to cross paths with you again. And you have moved from western Minnesota out to Bozeman, Montana, I hear.
That is right. I used to be a native of Detroit Lakes, or grew up in Detroit Lakes, and spent a good share of my life there. And over the last several years, I've been living in Bozeman, Montana, which is the headquarters of the American Simmental Association.
Tell us a little bit about the Simmental breed at this point. What are you guys doing to raise the quality of the genetics of Simmental?
Well, we're heavily focused on science and leveraging technology to make better cattle and better beef. And we've actually, along with several other partners, and those partners would be breed associations, we've started what we call International Genetic Solutions, or IGS. And it is an effort to collaborate or work together with breed associations so we can leverage our resources to advance the science and technology much faster and further than we ever could working by ourselves. So we have actually 12 breed organizations that are part of IGS, and that would be in both the U.S. and Canada. We actually have the largest genetic evaluation in the world in beef cattle, which is very critical when it comes to making genetic improvement. Having a large database gives us more information with which we can make better selection decisions. We all have all those breeds I mentioned. Breed associations have members who rely on them to provide them with information with which they can make better selection decisions. And as I said, I'm reiterating it, but working together, we found, is much more effective. We can supply our members with much more information and better information than we could working on our own.
Now, are you finding, Wade, that this is going to automatically improve the genetics of each breed, or is it just utilizing the database and getting better EPD information? Is that going to just make producers more money?
Well, nothing's automatic, obviously, but one of the roles of breed associations throughout history has been to provide the information or information to our members, beef cattle breeders, to make better selection decisions. And of course, they in turn have to use that information in order to make progress. But over the last several decades in the field of animal breeding, we have made lots of progress, animal genetics in breeding. We've made lots of progress technologically, certainly on the chalkboard without question, but getting that technology integrated to where it translates into actual action in the beef industry has been somewhat slow, I would say, but an effort like we have with International Genetic Solutions, all working together, I think it's fair to say it's enhanced the integration of that technology. And I think we have measurable outcome that says that, yes, we are able to make better cattle and better beef.
Now, you're not doing all of this just for bragging rights, right? So, my Simmentals are better than your Gelbvieh or anything. You're doing this to help producers make a little more money, maybe, huh?
Absolutely, and that's in the past, unfortunately, breed associations have not worked well together, have not collaborated. Well, they've collaborated very infrequently, if at all. And so, as you said, this isn't for bragging rights. And in the past, I think breed associations were probably fairly guilty of that. One of our primary roles was to brag about our breed, but with IGS and the partners that are part of IGS, we've hopefully moved beyond that to where we see breeds of cattle as tools to be used by the industry to make better cattle and better beef, rather than in the past you could almost say breeds were almost a religion to some in the industry, and that of course is not that is not conducive to progress. By looking at breeds, as I said, as tools, and all breeds have something to offer. They certainly can complement each other in many ways, and that's really at the gist of what IGS is about, working together to truly help the beef industry as a whole. We're not focused. We're trying to take the focus, singular focus, off of our specific breed and promoting our specific breed to actually facilitating progress for the entire industry.
All right. Visiting with Wade Schaefer, Dr. Wade Schaefer, American Simmental Association Executive Vice President. So you got 100 or so cattle producers from the Dakotas together Friday in Mandan, and as you explained this whole program to them, what was the reaction, Wade?
Well, I think they're quite interested. We obviously have a history, as I said, of breed associations not working together. So the fact that we've got the three breed associations represented in one room, that's major progress. And as I said, we have in the entirety of IGS, we have 12 breed associations. So that part alone, I think, goes a long ways to, giving the commercial producer some comfort and hope that the things we're doing will help them out. Frankly, IGS has been, I have never run across a commercial producer that thought it was a bad idea for breeds to collaborate and work together. Now, I can't say the same thing about some seed stock breeders, because we have, as I said, a long history of pounding our chest and promoting our breed. And so this is a very different paradigm. And it is, to be quite honest, it is somewhat threatening to some seed stock producers. But as I said, it certainly makes sense to the commercial cattlemen. And we haven't had any that don't see the value in collaboration between breed associations.
Sure. Yeah. But it seems like you're not trying to take anything away from the certified Angus beef logo that's on a lot of restaurant menus around the country. You're not trying to take that over. You're just trying to make the whole, lift the whole industry up a little higher. Right?
Absolutely. You're right on the money there, Mick. And so, yeah, Certified Angus Beef is a very successful marketing program. And frankly, there are many of us in IGS, many of we breed associations in IGS that have members that sell beef into Certified Angus Beef. And so we're very supportive of that program. We're very glad it's around. But making better cattle and better beef will enhance Certified Angus Beef, as well as, all the other, many other branded beef programs and just the beef industry in general.
Yeah, all right. Well, Wade, in addition to these breed-specific marketing programs, what are some other value-added options that IGS will allow producers to tap into?
Well, we also are coming out this spring, early spring, with what we call our feeder profit calculator. The IGS International Genetic Solutions feeder profit calculator, and what that calculator allows us to do is actually put an objective value on a set of feeder calf. So in our industry, the vast majority of cattle that are produced at the ranch are sold at the time they're weaned or soon after, and they go on into some feedlot and become beef for the U.S. consumer. So the problem has been in that transaction that we really have never had a very objective means of valuing those feeder calves. We've used all kinds of subjective means, color and just eyeballing animals up, and we know from a scientific perspective, an objective perspective, that's not a very effective way to value a set of feeder calves. So the feeder profit calculator will be able to assign a value to a set of feeder calves that would be much more accurate than what we've used in the past. We're working with the USDA on that project, and the end goal is to have producers that are raising better cattle, the cattle that will perform better in the feedlot more efficiently and also provide better beef in the supermarket, The goal is to get them paid for what their cattle are worth. And traditionally, because of this subjectivity and this gray area in what a set of calves is actually worth, a set of feeder calves is actually worth, it's fair to say that the people that have been raising more valuable calves have not been getting rewarded for that. And as that kicks in, we would expect to see more and more producers using technology if they truly are being rewarded for it.
All right.
So that's one of the things that is on the front burner when it comes to IGS, our feeder profit calculator.
Okay, well, many, many opportunities to make more money in cattle, and that's what I think a lot of producers would like to do right now, is improve the profitability. And you'll hear a lot about the International Genetic Solutions coming your way, and thank the 12 breeds that are together, but specifically the three that got together in Mandan Friday: Red Angus Association of America, American Gelby Association, and American Simmental Association, and the executive vice president there, Wade Schaefer. Wade, great to visit with you. Thanks for being on the radio.
Thank you, Mick. It's good to be back home.
All right. We will we'll come out and visit you one day in Bozeman anyway, though. So
sounds good. The door is open.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, Mick.
Yep. Bye now.